Birmingham Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. Regular listeners will know we have massive appreciation for the amazing work that the Hertfordshire Sports Partnership do. They put on amazing events, do an awful lot around and behind the scenes for sport here in our area. And we're lucky now to be joined by one of their representatives, Chris Samways, to tell us about a vital Hertfordshire Sports Club conference coming up at the end of October. Chris, good evening. How are you?
Yeah, good evening, Tony. Yeah, nice to talk to you about the club's conference.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, kudos for getting this on, because I know it's going to be virtual, but I know it's been a crazy year for all of us. And this year has kind of put sport in its context. But let's not forget how critical sport is for well-being, for community, for instilling good values, and also for mental and spiritual well-being. So it's vital, I think, you found a way to get this on, but just talk to us a little bit about this year's version and it being online.
Yeah, so obviously during a lot of the sort of COVID situation, we've had a lot from clubs to talk about some of the struggles they might be coming up with and some of the difficulties they might be looking going forwards as well. So we felt like it's perfect time to make sure that we continue with our conference. That was the first year we ran it last year. So we're really positive to try and keep it happening and try and provide some support for clubs, which was much needed.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, you've got some great keynote speakers in there. I'm amazed to see Rosie Benson, head of club sport from England, as the keynote speaker. Chris, I know you've played an instrumental role in making sure that this event is going to happen at the end of the month. Talk to me a little bit about Rosie and what she's going to offer for us to learn a little bit about, you know, her role as head of club sport England.
Yeah, so obviously it's not very often that she gets opportunity to talk to clubs sort of one-on-one. So it's a great opportunity for clubs to sort of give a bit of some questionings to her and for them to sort of understand a bit of the direction around what Sport England is going with clubs and what support should be offering and sort of the future of what clubs should be facing in the future.
Tell you what, my goodness me, that's a must, because she's going to be a wealth of knowledge providing the keynote speech there. But it's such an amazing, diverse array of kind of speakers and workshops that's going to be available at this virtual sports club conference end of the month. Sessions, I think, from Activity Alliance and also Mind, Sports Marketing and Network, because again, it's about developing relationships and partnerships to continue to thrive in this challenging time. And that's going to be compounded with funding for sport. What are going to be some of the major lessons that we're going to benefit from learning about from all those great speakers and workshops?
I think the key thing we've tried to focus on throughout the conference is around making people and clubs fit for purpose for right now and some of the struggling times we are facing, but also that they can come out of it and be fit for purpose in the future. And they can really thrive going into creating more sustainable funding and much more opportunities for everyone to be involved, whether it's people with mental health conditions or people who might have physical or learning disabilities, for them to be included in clubs as well.
And that is so critical. I know the guys at Mind are going to be experts in that topic. We talk about it all the time, Chris, but for me, and I massively appreciate all the great work that HSP do and other organizations, because it is all about partnerships, but it's a given, isn't it? Sport is going to be beneficial for your physical well-being at whatever level you play your sport. But my goodness me, the benefits of a kind of emotional community development and mental strength and conditioning are underrated and underwritten about. But just give me your important intake and insight into how vital sport will continue to be in society as we live in these ever-pressurized days.
Mental health is such a massive thing to with community sport and throughout sport. We see it so often that as soon as clubs start to consider how to benefit their members, their young people, the participants of all ages who participate in their sports, if they can just consider all the different elements that can be impacting their mental health, they can make it such a better environment for them to come and play sports, but also improve their well-being as well.
Absolutely. And again, we value what you guys do and continue to do to kind of bang that drum. Also, just so many fascinating people that you've got for us to learn about at this upcoming conference. And I'm fascinated to hear, because these guys kind of seem to embody the themes, the important themes of this year. Club Matters, providing insights into planning for the future, which we've all got to do, sport in particular. And also leadership teams, because you're dead right, Chris. These are challenging times, but they represent opportunities for new next generation leaders to step up and to kind of pivot and to really make sure that we are providing the best possible fit for purpose service sport across the county and the country. Just give me a little bit of an insight into Club Matters and what they're going to be discussing.
Yeah, so Club Matters is really great workshops that have been delivered sort of through partnership in Sport England. And during sort of COVID, they've really established and sort of rebuilt some of those workshops to make sure they are fit for purpose for clubs. Mm-hmm. And we're really grateful that we can get, we've just expanded actually. We originally had just the two workshops, but we've had such great demand that we've had two of each of those. So to make sure that everyone can make best use of the leadership teams and planning for the future, because we see it so important.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, Chris, it seems to me that this is an absolute must. If you've got any interest at all about local sports, if you're involved in a coaching or a personal development level, there really is something for everybody coming up. We've discussed, as we've said, it is important not to lose sight of the overall global context and massive challenging times. I know you've been instrumental as well, not only organising this event, but providing funding opportunities, absolutely critical at this time. I know earlier in the year, back in the summer, the Tackling for Inequalities Fund was raised and introduced, had a massive benefit for sporting infrastructures around the county. And I believe the second round of that is coming up. Can you tell us a bit more?
Yeah, so a lot of that is built around trying to establish more connections with particular communities around the county. And it's very focused around areas of deprivation and areas where we really need to focus a lot more of our work and make sure that those who are having the hardest times can be supported better and we understand a lot more about what's going wrong and how we can sort of try and tackle some of that inequalities, hence the name of the fund.
Truly love it. And the thing is, sometimes, you know, we just forget how lucky we are quite often, don't we? And I know, again, don't let me lose sight of how challenging things are. But goodness me, even in, you know, St. Albans, in certain people's associations, it's kind of very affluent. But underneath that, there are certain areas of deprivation which we forget. And, you know, I think as much as we've all suffered and had to pivot, that process has been infinitely more challenging for those who are in those more deprived areas and social context. Just give us an insight into that. And again, how people can gain access to these funds, which will provide an opportunity through sports to help people who are maybe suffering more than the average Joe at this time.
Yeah, and I think we sort of, that's the main issue we sort of come across with a lot of these funding is trying to reach the people who need it rather than it's sort of just extra money to a lot. And it's about trying to provide support for those who want to reach out and try and engage people who have less opportunity. And we've seen it from a lot of the sort of workshop and talks I've had with clubs that they want to reach out. They might not have the skills or they might not have the sort of financial capabilities to try and expand their sort of capability. So it's about trying to reach out to them, trying to give them the support, whichever needed, might be different for every club. So it's about reaching out to all those communities and some of those clubs and trying to reach and trying to provide them with the skills needed for them to reach those difficult communities.
I love that, because there is obviously sometimes a disconnect, isn't there, between the desire for clubs, individuals to make a difference and then the harsh reality of quite frankly how to achieve that. So to kind of fill that gap, to bridge that void is absolutely astonishing and I'm sure will continue to be very, very important. How can we learn a little bit more about that particular funder? I think the second round is coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, so get in touch with any of our team. Across our team, we have each of our project officers work in different areas across the county. And if you go onto our website, you'll be able to see which areas we work within. So for my areas being sort of St Albans and Sopwell, and each of the project officers will have in each of your areas. If you get in touch with each of them, whichever area you're working in, or if your club's working in, get in touch with us and we can support you a little further about how you can access that funding.
Absolutely brilliant. Appreciate that, Chris. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be brilliant. I can't wait. The 30th of October, the second and the first virtual Hertfordshire Sports Club Conference. Truly a must. So many fascinating speakers, fascinating workshops. You're going to learn something. It's going to upskill you. You're going to gather new skills. And more importantly, make those crucial partnership links, which are so vital as we all shift and pivot in this challenging time. I know lots of people listening will be fascinated, will want to get involved, Chris. How do we gain access to that? Because I think it's the 28th of October, the final cutoff point to get involved. So it's still a bit of time, but time flies. How can we access this?
Yeah, so make sure you book on as soon as possible, because as mentioned, we've had such good demand and we've got an extra Club Matters workshop to try and support as many people as possible. If you go to our website, if you go onto the news section, it's the top post and they'll give you all the information about the club conference, speakers, all the stuff that's going on, and then where to book.
Hey, fabulous. Coming up at the end of the month, there really is something for everybody there. And honestly, the HSP do amazing things to educate, to support, and to really remind us of how crucial sport is, allied with other vital facets of life, to the development and improvement of individuals and indeed our communities. Chris, can you remind us again, before that cutoff of the 28th of October, how to access and get involved with this fascinating virtual conference coming up at the end of the month?
That's it. So go to sportinhearts.org.uk, click on the news tab, and you'll see our big press release on the club's conference.
Chris, that's fantastic. I really value your time. I seriously salute and raise a glass to yourself and the amazing HSP team. I know you will. It goes without saying, but I want to say it anyway. Keep up the great work. Keep well, keep safe. And I'll look forward to continuing to support everything that you guys do and are all about in the coming weeks and months. But thanks for your time tonight.